We are living in a time of chaos and uncertainty. In this season where our minds are moving fast and our anxieties are high, we will slow down and spend time meditating in God's Word. We will be engaging in a practice called Lectio Divina, which is an ancient method of reading Scripture and allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to us through it. How it's going to work is we will spend a minute or two breathing and resting and focusing on God, preparing our hearts to hear the Word of God and to allow the Spirit to move through us as we listen. Then we will read a passage of Scripture three times, each time reflecting on what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us and listening for what God has to say to us in His Word. If at any time you're not sure how to proceed, focus on your breathing and allow your mind to come back to God and listen for what He is saying to you. As we begin, find a comfortable place to sit or lay down with your eyes closed, your hands empty and open, in a place where you will not feel distracted and a place that you can find rest. When you are here, close your eyes and take a slow breath in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now hold it. 2, 3, 4. And exhale. 2, 3, 4. Breathe like this for a minute or two, slowly and intentionally, and invite God in so He may speak and you may listen. If you find your mind wandering, just come back to your breath and ask God to speak to you. As we enter into Scripture, prepare your heart for God to speak and the Holy Spirit to move in the Word of God. As we read the Word, listen for anything the Holy Spirit might be speaking to you. The first time through this passage, listen only for words or phrases that stand out, that God might be bringing to the forefront, to put on your heart, and to show you His truth. We will be reading from Matthew 13, starting in verse 3. A farmer went out to plant some seeds. As he scattered them across his field, some seeds fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plants soon wilted under the hot sun. and since they didn't have deep roots, they died. Other seeds fell among thorns and grew up and choked out the tender plants. Still, other seeds fell on fertile soil and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Take a minute to breathe and reflect and pray in silence. If any words or phrases stood out to you from the reading, focus on them and pray to God to reveal to you what they mean. If it helps, speak them out loud. Take a minute to reflect and breathe and pray. As we read this passage again, focus on the word or the phrase that God put on your heart, and listen for how the Holy Spirit is moving through it, and listen for what God might be trying to tell you in this reading. A farmer went out to plant some seeds. As he scattered them across his field, some seeds fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plants soon wilted under the hot sun, and since they didn't have deep roots, they died. Other seeds fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. Still, other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. In this next minute, breathe slowly and focus on the words or the phrases that God has put on your heart, and ask God to reveal to you how He is moving through this passage. As we read this scripture for the third and final time, reflect on what God is saying to you. Listen carefully and sit quietly as the word penetrates your soul, as God moves through you and you devour His word. a farmer went out to plant some seeds. As he scattered them across his field, some seeds fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plants soon wilted under the hot sun. And since they didn't have deep roots, they died. Other seeds fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Now take a slow, deep breath. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Take some time to sit and reflect on how God has moved in this passage and how the Spirit is speaking to you today through His Word. After a minute of reflection, take time and pray to God. Pray about how He has moved in you and what He is speaking to you and how you can take it into the world. And when you are done, sit quietly in God's presence and just be. When you are ready, take a slow, deep breath and slowly open your eyes. Thank you.